Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Dozens of lawmakers trickled into Juneau over the weekend as the legislature prepares to reconvene today. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that lawmakers are reviewing and potentially approving Governor Mike Dunleavy's plan for spending federal CARES Act funds. A legislative committee approved the plan last week, but a Juneau man sued, saying the whole legislature needed to vote on the pass-through spending. That lawsuit threatens to delay distribution of more than $1 billion of federal funds into communities, businesses, and nonprofit organizations. Now lawmakers have given themselves until Wednesday to pass a bill that would allow the money to flow out into the state. Juneau Senator Jesse Keel says 3 days is just about the bare minimum amount of time needed to pass a bill.
You need a three-quarter vote in each body to hustle it through. It is the absolute fastest constitutionally that it could be done.
If lawmakers don't get it done by Wednesday, things could get complicated as they're skirting close to the constitutional limit on the length of the session. They might have to call themselves into a special session. Governor Mike Dunleavy could also do that. Meanwhile, legislative affairs staff worked over the weekend to put a series of safety protocols in place. Juneau fire and rescue personnel will run disease screening stations at the entrances, and once cleared, Capitol entrance will be given a sticker to wear. That measure drew some blowback over the weekend. In an email exchange first published by the Alaska Landmine, Nikiski Republican Representative Ben Carpenter sent an email to House lawmakers comparing the screening to Nazi Germany's labeling of Jews. Other members of the House pushed back in an exchange that made national headlines. A Tok woman is in custody after a vehicle she was riding in while holding her newborn baby was pulled over on the Richardson Highway in North Pole late last night. According to Alaska State Troopers, the vehicle was stopped for equipment violations, and 33-year-old Desiree Painter Thomas was holding her one-day-old infant with no car seat in the vehicle. They say she provided false names but was ultimately identified and found to have an arrest warrant for DUI, violating conditions of release, and endangering the welfare of a minor. A trooper report says Painter Thomas was taken into custody and her baby was turned over to the State Office of Children's Services because no family could take the child. Crews worked a wildfire north of Wasilla over the weekend. A state division of forestry post says firefighters hope to fully contain the 56-acre Moose Meadows fire by last night. It says about 45 personnel worked on mop-up, extinguishing hotspots, cutting fire-weakened trees, and getting a hose line around the perimeter of what's believed to be a human-caused blaze. I'm Dan Bross.